let me take some time just speaking out a blessing over you. Are you ready? Okay, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for whoever's listening, and I decree a blessing. And so I declare you blessed in Jesus' name. As you begin the year, I'm going to pronounce some words over you, just shortly, before we get into our teaching session. And in Isaiah 61, it tells us how that the Spirit of the Lord is going to be upon Jesus, because he has anointed him to preach good tidings. I declare in Jesus' name, you are anointed to do the work of the ministry. Anointed to preach glad tidings unto the meek. And in Jesus' name, there's grace upon you to bind the brokenhearted. You would be able to bind the brokenhearted. You'll be able to help people that need help. You will not be helpless when somebody needs help. There's a grace upon you to bind the hearts that are broken. You will have the ability to proclaim liberty to them that are held captive and hostage. It's a sign of the anointing. People that have been held captive by pain, addictions, sorrow, issues that plague men, receive the grace to set captives free and to set at liberty them that are bruised. To open of the prison to them that are bound in the name of Jesus. Everybody that meets you that is held hostage, held bound, they are experiencing certain difficulties. By the presence of the grace in your life, you will set free them that are in prison in the name of Jesus. And now, this is what you will do for others. But what I'm about to proclaim is going to be evident in your life. From this day, you are appointed for great things. There will be no mourning in your life. Every activity of pain is cancelled and lifted of your life. Every struggle, you have come out of it in Jesus' name. Come out of struggles in Jesus' name. Come out of things that hold you bound in Jesus' name. And now, there's a substitution of beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes. Anything that looks like a sadness, that looks like a plaguing of pain, beauty, beauty, beauty in its place. Beauty in its place in the name of Jesus. Beauty in its place. Beauty in its place in the name of Jesus. Become beautiful in the name of Jesus. For every ashes signifying pain, intense wailings and screamings, beauty in the name of Jesus. Oh, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Let your life be full of circumstances that warrant and that pave way for the praises of God. And even when they do not, the praise of God breaks loose instances that looks like garments or the spirit of heaviness. We rebuke every spirit of heaviness, every spirit of heaviness, every spirit of heaviness. In the name of Jesus, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Yea, the oil of joy, the oil of joy for mourning. Let there be substitutions. The oil of joy. The oil of joy, the oil of joy, the oil of joy, the oil of joy, the oil of joy. It signifies pleasantness, the oil of joy, the oil of joy for mournings and cryings and wailings. Let all of these be far away from you. Let the oil of gladness or joy, the spirit of praise in the name of Jesus. Beauty for ashes. Kalushte brontola bagabadi sekista pratish there. Poreshtele mangatish vivanando stolbra de bevise gevesto pratamandia. Jeve vivanando stopra telemar. All your needs are met. All your needs are met. And all your bills will be paid in Jesus' name. They will be paid in Jesus' name. They will be paid. All needs will be supernaturally met by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. From this day, as words are spoken over you, the oil of joy for them that mourn, spirit of praise. Oh, beauty. Beauty, 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 beauty. Let your life become beautiful. Let your circumstances, the circumstances that surround you, become beautiful. Let the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, let it garrison your heart and preserve you in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, 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 be blessed. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, 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 be blessed in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Nothing will cut you short and cut your life short and cut your health short and cut your mind and its sanity short. For God has not given you that which is not the spirit of fear, but He has given to us a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, let your mind be sound. Let your mind be calm. Let your mind be peaceful. Let your mind not be full of turbulence and wantonness and recklessness. In the name of Jesus, I declare, oh, so pratelemai, everything that plagues you in your thought life by the power of the Holy Spirit, I command minds free in the name of Jesus. I command hearts free in the name of Jesus. I command minds free in the name of Jesus. Pazush tekretilaba jevelindo stopranande jefegista brantos kilabrande shekretistal bagudush tege bambu stalibrante kivastapatana kila sombra davatia brosto pekitan taligeste krendos tusta branteleve viva sopra tadamaya. You will not be plagued with worry. You will not be plagued with anxiety. You will not be plagued with confusion. You will not be plagued with sadness. In the name of Jesus, you will not be plagued with fear. You will not be plagued with worry. You will not be plagued with anything that stops you from growing and having and experiencing more. Nothing will take your path by surprise. Nothing will take your life by surprise. Nothing will take your health by surprise. In the name of Jesus, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. In the name of Jesus, the grace of God, the magnificent grace of God, the awesome grace of God, oh, the great grace of God, let it be mighty on your life. Let it rest upon you. Let it stay upon you. Let it rest happily and joyously upon you in the name of Jesus. And the last one I'll say over you, I felt led, don't normally say this, but become a great envy to your generation. Let people look at you with awe and splendor and thoughts as to what kind of a person that you are. In the name of Jesus, become a great light, a light, a light, a burning light, a shining light. Become a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Become great in the Lord's sight. Become great in your peers. Become great in your families. In the name of Jesus, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. 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 Right now in Jesus' name, every other conflicting voice is muted by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. As you go out, the Lord's grace is mighty upon you. As you come in, the Lord's grace is mighty upon you. In your food, His grace is mighty upon you. In your water, His grace will be mighty upon you. You will be kept in your body. You will be preserved in your soul. And your spirit will continually grow in the knowledge of God. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and bless God. You're blessed. Go ahead and bless God. You're blessed. Go ahead and thank God. Believe those words. 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 Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your great grace that is in this place. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that as we quickly look into matters concerning the inward witness as clarity. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So, we are going to be quickly looking at it.
words that are spoken over you? Do you believe them? Believe them all. Yes, you have to believe them. There was one of the greatest men that ever lived after the existence of Jesus. Not comparing him to Jesus, obviously not, but he was actually the leader of the Voice of Healing movement. When the supposed healing revival swept over greater parts of the world, normally around the regions of Europe, and places in Texas, Oklahoma, in US of A. And this man actually was so much graced that he was almost worshipped. And God used him very mightily. And it was said that, we've not experienced any of his kind. Exactly. He had a very remarkable ministry. But you see, when the angel of the Lord appeared to him, I'm not saying this, but I'm saying this to teach you something. And the angel of his commission told him that there are two things that he will have to make the people do to receive the miracles. It was said that at one time, a hunchback disappeared in his meetings. Physically, cancers disappeared. At a point in time, he had a hollow light bulb appearing on his head. And so many remarkable things. In fact, in one of the greatest services, one of his services that he had, it was in South Africa. And it was said that in that service, he asked, normally he said the angel of the Lord was on his right. So he wanted people to experience it. He was praying for them and he told them to move towards the right. And anybody that moved towards the right had their head glow. Yeah, it was quite out of the world, an experience to have. I remember T.L. Osborne share an experience of how that he experienced something remarkable in this man's service after he had failed in India. And T.L. Osborne comes in and he said you could literally hear the sound of a wind, together with robust tracks around the man. It was not physical. It was very spiritual. Like when you came around him, there was a lot of noise. Yeah. A woman shares an experience where she was in a healing line and she wanted a child. And she had never had a child before. And he told the lady that, go and conceive this child. And the lady had child, and that was the only child the lady had. Again, that's the only child she had, just because he said go and have this child. That was the only child she had. She never had a child again. Now I'm sharing all of these things with you so that you would pay emphasis on what I'm about to say. So that if you can make the people number one, right, believe that you are God's prophet sent to them. That's the first thing. If you can make them believe your words, that you are sent to them, you have the miracles happen. And then number two, he told him, he said that, I will also give you the ability to reveal the secrets of the hearts of men. Then they will not doubt that you have been sent by me. So many times you find him, you see him ask, do you believe that God has sent me as his prophet to you? If you don't believe it, he can't help you. But the moment you believe it, a miracle happens. So when words are spoken over you, you have to believe it. That, this thing is for me, it's on me, it's working. It's working on me. And you hold on to the words despite anything that is happening. You hold on to the words that have been spoken. So if it is, and how you believe is that after the service, you say it to yourself, you walk in the consciousness of it. It jumps out of your speech whenever you are talking. Pastor says, hey, no. The oil of joy for them that mourn. Spirit of praise for them that are heavy. Beauty for ashes. No, words have been spoken over me. I can't fail. I'll do well. I'll do well. I will not fail. So you speak those words. Cling onto those words that have been spoken. Yes. So when declarations are being said, boy, if there's anything I don't know about myself, I know I'm very led. That's when you can't take it from me. I'm led to the extent that it scares me myself. Yeah, so I actually woke up since morning having a lead to just speak words over you. See, but someone will say that maybe he's just praying for us as a normality. No, it's not. It's not that. It's not that. I woke up this morning just having a strong air to speak over you. I just don't know what I was going to speak, but I knew that there were words that needed to be spoken. So when the words are coming, you jump on and clink. It's like you hold to it very strongly. And you seal it in your heart. That's how it can help you. If you just say amen and you don't care about it. No, you believe it. It's like while the words are being, you believe it that, these words are words of life. Yes, and you believe it, you hold on to it. Yeah. So that's just by the way. So this week we started speaking about the inward witness. Today I'm going to be rushing into it so that we can look at another. We said that the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the man is a candle of the Lord, searching through the inward parts of the belly. And we also see that if God's going to be leading us, he's going to be doing that via our spirits. A couple of scriptures that point to the fact that the leading is going to come from within. It's not going to come from without. So you must be careful when you are very much expecting, or in expectation of the supernatural being outside. The supernatural is within, right? So many times people get into trouble. You know, I don't believe in sort of like being bent on having a divinely granted appearance. You know, a divinely granted appearance is like a spectacular experience of praying that at all costs, God should let you see something. At all costs, I must see something. I don't. Well, there might be other people that like to do that, but I don't do that. Yes, I just pray that those things should have expression. And whenever God deems it fit, as I desire that his will be done in that area, then it happens. If not, that's how people open themselves up to very interesting things. And then they get hurt in the long run. So we're looking at the inward witness. We said it's inward. It's going to be a witness as well. And we said that that witness is going to be a response, right, to whatever facts are presented to it. So if you're going to, let's say, if you're going to move from one city to the other, The inward witness is not what is going to tell you an explicit no. Like you hear a voice saying no. No, the inward witness is not an inward voice. I told you that there's an inward voice and then there's an inward witness. The inward witness is the response of the spirit to a fact that is presented to it. Right? So we looked at compassion yesterday as a spirit-inspired emotion on how that we're going to be led by the witness of the spirit. And that witness is going to be seen in compassion. Right? In compassion. So we're going to be looking at another spirit-inspired emotion. These things are things you should pay attention to. I told you yesterday that there are many times also people are looking for the spectacular. And then in their search for the spectacular, they miss out on the supernatural. So they're looking out for something spooky. Or let my bed shake. Let my this. Let my this. Let my this that. The spectacular, they're saying, Bible says we will lay our hands on the sick and they shall recover in Mark 16. And then they are waiting for some tingling sensation in the hand. Now, I'm not saying those things are not there. That's what I'm telling you, that listen very well when someone is teaching. Don't say that he said that the tingling sensation in the hands is not there. No, I'm not saying it's not there. But when you look out for it at the expense of what the Word of God has said, then there is a problem. You see, yes, I know a man of God also. We had very interesting things in the old, but I believe that it's coming back. And this was somebody who gave an account of this happening that he had seen, and it happened to be Gordon Lindsay. And Gordon Lindsay was a very trusted man. He was top notch, very administratively wise, sound, very biblically wise, sound. Yes, Gordon Lindsay was very sound. So Gordon Lindsay gives an account of this man, and he says that when it's time for that particular minister of God to lay hands, his hand turned red. And there were certain times there were beeps in his natural hand that it destroyed his watch. I'm not telling lies. The pastor is giving us stories. No, it's true. The hands could beep. You could shake. You could sense a vibration. Then the watch destroys. Yes. But you see, let me tell you, that one is a spectacular experience. But you see, God is not looking to give you a spectacular experience. Neither is He looking to give you a supernatural experience. He can work with both. But the problem is, when your eyes are very fixated on the spectacular experience, there was another man of God, when he was born, it was said that a halo light appeared where he was born, right? And then, that's a spectacular experience. But you know, the truth of the matter is that when he was 9 years old or so, he was in the treetop. He heard a wind blow. A voice spoke through there telling him not to drink alcohol, neither should he give himself to fornication and to anything that defiles his body. Now, that is also a spectacular experience. But you see, I got to learn that he was not educated. So he could not read. Neither could he write. But then still God wanted to use him. So which other way will God communicate to him? Of course he has to use the spectacular. He has to use the spectacular. Because what he could just get to or grow in the knowledge of the study of the word, he cannot. So God is neither tied to the spectacular, neither is he tied to the supernatural. Now, I'm using the word supernatural because the supernatural will not be spectacular always. In fact, if you're very smart, you will know that spectacular incidences are not the normal norm of God's dealing with man. How many people see Jesus in a vision, in a 6-hour vision, telling them what to do? Very rarely. Again, I'm not saying it does not happen. I'm saying that do not look for the spectacular, and then in your search for the spectacular, you miss out on something that is very supernatural. It's very supernatural. But because you didn't get a shaking, you didn't do something, you didn't do... God's going to use either the spectacular or the supernatural. Either of the ways, we must be open to both. So when I'm teaching you the inward witness, you just might be tempted to think that that is a very normal thing. No, it isn't. Don't look for the spectacular and you miss out on something that is very supernatural. Now, it's the supernatural we are actually looking for, not the spectacular. So you might be there. I taught you yesterday about, you know, spirit-inspired emotion like compassion. You might despise it, but that compassion is very supernatural. Very supernatural. Now, today we're going to look at another interesting spirit-inspired emotion. I said the difference between the soul-inspired emotion, or I'm saying the difference between the soul-inspired emotion and the spirit-inspired emotion, is that the soul-inspired emotions are a response to reasoning, factual details, right? So they are logical. Like maybe you see someone slap someone, then you start to cry. That's of the soul. It's as a result of whatever it is that you're seeing. But you see, you can also cry, not because somebody slapped somebody, but because there is Jesus that wants to do something on the earth that he's not getting somebody to do it. There's a soul he wants to reach that he's not able to reach. So remember, I told you that this spirit-inspired emotion is going to be concerning his work, his purpose in all the earth, in all the situations that concern us. Don't forget about that. So another spirit-inspired emotion we're going to be looking at is agony. Agony. Luke 22:41-45. Agony. So, and he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. I can't wait to teach you on angels. So, there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony. Right? Being in an agony. He prayed more earnestly. Now that agony is a spirit-inspired emotion. Because remember, it concerns his work. It concerns his purpose. It concerns what he wants to accomplish on the earth. So Jesus, in that place, praying that if it be thy will, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Then an angel appears, and being in agony. So you see that agony is what pushed him to pray more earnestly. So in verse 44, and being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. Have you met people who say, I was praying, and I started to feel, you know, this pain in my heart. I met someone like that, and the person was saying, when I started to feel like that, I stopped. No.
No, you're not supposed to stop. You're supposed to continue. Because that is what actually brings in an earnest prayer to the topmost of its level. So agonies brings in the prayer. He expressed a spirit-inspired emotion such that Bible says that his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Now, this could be likened to traveling. What is it with a carnal man with prayer and agony? He can't have agony. Or a man who is not born again, he can't have agony. So, what is agony doing in this place? It's leading to pray. How? More earnestly. And that's the Spirit's lead. You meet somebody and you can sense a sorrow in your spirit. I'm not talking about it. You can sense a sorrow in your spirit. That could be a lead of the Spirit. A lead telling you to pray, a lead telling you to follow, a lead telling you. It's a spirit-willed emotion. It's something that the Spirit actually bets forth. It could be leading you to call them. It could be leading you to check up on them more. It could be leading you to pray for them. It could be leading you to just anything. It could just be a lead. So Jesus in agony, oh, he prayed more earnestly. Prayed more earnestly. Have you been in prayer? And then you are in pain. You're in pain. You pray for a disciple and you are in pain. There's an intense pain. It's a spirit-inspired emotion leading you to pray, to reach out to text, to follow up on, to check on them. So it's an intense pain of the heart and of the mind. And this one, the Spirit borrows you his pain on how he feels concerning that individual. He borrows you. He borrows you. So you can get into that moment. And then you can pray out God's plan. In Hebrews chapter 5 and 7. The writer of Hebrews also wrote about this fact. You must be ready to respond. As we look at the spirit-inspired emotions, you now understand. Yeah, you understand it very well. When you wake up, and rather than feeling like eating, like your head is not there, you almost feel like, let me not go ahead of myself. But they're all going to be leads. There's going to be leads. I'm going to teach you all of that. So, in agony, there's going to be intense pain. Intense. A pain of the heart, a pain of the mind in the place of prayer. So in Hebrews 5:7, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him, that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared. So Jesus' emotions in prayer were expressed as tears in strong cryings as he prayed. Oh, stula mamba stekretisto provostola prakidiste telemengrestisto patise. So all of these emotions are going to be spirit inspired. They are not
naturally inspired. So pay attention. It means that emotions of joy, emotions of tears, emotions of zeal, emotions of agony, emotions of compassion are all going to be spirit-inspired emotions upon exposure to certain facts or events. Have you met a situation and you are very excited about it, but you say, let me take some time to pray about it? And it's almost like they pour water on the excitement. And you wonder where the excitement is gone. That's a spirit-inspired emotion. Upon exposure to certain facts, it's missing. That's the spirit way of saying yes to that step you're about to take, or no to that step you're about to take. But it is not an audible voice. Remember, don't forget that. Neither is it an inward voice. It is a response of the spirit to a particular thing, a fact that is presented to it. The spirit has a way of responding. I had a very typical story. I made up my mind I was never going to leave Tamale, because I loved Tamale. I literally always wanted to be in Tamale. And I said, Accra was a very busy place. Accra was a very, you know, difficult place. At least Tamale is better. You know, movement's easy. I have a home. I have a house. I have a church. Then towards the end of the year, I get into prayer. And in the place of prayer, I'm all fine, excited, full of joy. Oh, then, now I'm saying this with caution because I'm going to explain that. I get into any space around church community, and I'm sad. Quite pretty interesting. So I'm praying, get there. Just there's something. Can't lay my hand on it. There's something. So I speak to my pastor about it. Pastor, this and this and this and this is what I get. And my pastor is saying, so what do you? And I said, Pastor, I don't know, but I think I have to leave. My pastor says, okay, to where? I said, I had a dream also with response to a leave Bible school. He's like, okay, would you want to consider this and this and this and this and this? I say, no. And he says, okay, to which one? So I choose. Then I move in to Accra. A man of God meets me, gives me an offer to pastor, tells me there are going to be good opportunities. I shouldn't worry. I should just say yes. Everything is going to be, I was going to pastor in the church. And upon presenting that facts, it looks good, but anytime I brought it, stop. But the reasons why I'm sharing this story with you is that upon presenting it to facts, there's something. I met somebody who said that the moment he got into the ministry, he knew he had to stay. Because there was this joy that bubbled in his heart. That's it. That's it. He was growing to know. That's it. So, these spirit-inspired emotions upon exposure to certain facts, right, you're going to have it happen. Now, the more you practice, the better you get at following what the Spirit is inwardly witnessing to the presentation of facts or to events. So Jesus is in agony, and that agony is a lead to pray more earnestly, or is what brings in an earnest prayer. Sometimes you're praying about something and you feel, it's not a soul inspired, it's a spirit inspired. So you need to pray and pay attention or watch. Now, in this last session, I'm going to teach you how to, the things to do to help you recognize these inward promptings or witnesses. I'm telling you, you'll never miss it. you never miss it. You'll never miss it if you can pay attention to it. The witness, you can pay attention to the witness. He is the Holy Spirit, but he is witnessing on something. So if you can pay attention to the witness, I remember speaking to a man of God, and this was around 2019, he had something to do with someone. In what witness? I was not seeing a vision. I was not seeing anything in the, and I said, this person, I don't know. You see, and also the witness, let me tell you, the witness is a yes or no. Okay, number one, let me say this. I think this story has brought clarity to it. The witness will be a yes or no. But there will be no facts to the witness. Do you understand? There will be no further information that comes after the witness. So if you don't feel in your heart right about something, you don't know why you don't feel right about it. Maybe you will have to ask further, and then there are further, you know, explanations. But the witness does not come with, because the person is going to do this in the next 5 years. The person is going to do this in the next 22 years. The person is going to do this in the next. No, there will be no information. That's why you need to learn to grow in it and trust God's leading under or via the leadership of your pastor, because there'll be no information. Yes. So I just told him, I remember very well, I said, I seem not to know why, but I seem not to want this person here. Yes. I seem not to know why. I can't tell. If you ask me to tell you why, I might not know why, but I know it so well that it's not good. It's not good. There's an inward witness. Witness. It presents the thing fine. Yes, no, and then you don't know why. People of God, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025. Into 2025, I was sitting with the same person. We were laughing. And he asked me another question again. And I said, this thing, I don't. And he laughed. He said, hey, as for you, when you say this thing, I have to listen. Because from the last experience I had, You also said the same thing. And I'm telling you, the play out of events, it was not even funny at all. It was not funny at all. So the inward, I want us to master this. I told you that when I say master, it's not because you're going to be like, it's that there's going to be some experience to it. It's not like you're going to be calling yourself a pro, but there's going to be an experience. It's like you know how to navigate your way outside the inward witness. I see you doing that in Jesus' name. So, it's just going to be there. It's going to be there. Some of you, you have an inward witness. God has called you here. But you see, you listen to what somebody else is saying. You listen to what somebody else is pointing. You say this, 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 that, and say we had this. And that's how you just miss it. But you will not miss it in Jesus' name. Yes. So we're going to be very key on this. You pray. Well, I've not gotten there, but I'm just showing you the different kind of spirit-inspired emotions. So these emotions are going to be spirit-inspired emotions upon exposure to certain facts or events. You know, a man of God shares a story about a lady who had something to do with a gay. So, she's dating a gay guy, but the guy is posing to love her. So, the guy is gay and is posing to love her. And so, she is definitely a very dedicated sister, dedicated son. But you see, when you marry a gay, you are not going to have a very good marital home, because he might not want to have anything to do with you, and he might want to have something to do with a man, and you don't have a problem with that. You should have a problem. So you should know. If you are aware and you go into it, that's fine. But here's a case where she was able to pick something via the inward witness. Father, in what way? She didn't see anything. Neither did she know anything. So she explains and she says, whenever I was around him, I'll tell you why that happens tomorrow. Because there's a response when you are around, and there's also a response when you are away. So when you are in your room, you will have a different response. When he's around, you also have a different response. Yes. So she said, when I'm around, everything seems fine. But when I'm away, hey, everything is not fine. People of God, if you will follow this witness. That's why some of you, you got into hold of certain, sermons, prayer sessions of your life, certain seasons of your life. Then you get to realize that someone you thought you loved, you don't really love the person. Because maybe the person was distant, the person was not present, the person was away. Then maybe something happens, and then you go close to the person again, and it seems like there's something that kindles. You have to watch it. You have to watch it. That one is not spirit, it's the flesh. So when the person is not around, you're not texting, you're not calling, you're not doing that, you are okay, feel like everything is fine, feel like you go close, you get to realize that something is bubbling in your heart again. You need to be careful. I'm going to show you tomorrow. Somebody should remind me specifically this one. If not, I'm sure I will not tell you, because it's not part of what I'll teach, but it just came up. You go close, see that there's okay, we are fine. Like, go far away. See that, when I pray and I do this, when I do that, let me relax. The inward witness, and there's a why it happens like that. So you're going to pay attention. I'm telling you, you'll never miss it. You know where to put your money. You know who to talk to. You know who to pray with. You know who to do that. You just, your life will just be supernatural. Supernatural. Yeah. Quite recently, I made somebody come to my house. And the person locked me outside. No, the person didn't lock me, but I locked myself outside. And because it was late, I couldn't get in. So I had to stay outside till morning. So around 1 o'clock, I was thirsty. I was thirsty. I said, today if I survive the test, it's God that God has kept me. Because I was really thirsty. So I'm telling you, it was not a vision. It was just an inward witness. Okay. In my heart, I moved to a place. I moved to a place. I moved to a place. People of God, there was pure water too. It's not a voice. That was about last 3 weeks or so. There was pure water, two shots of water. I said today, if I don't drink the water, whatever will happen, should happen to me. And I drank the water. I drank the water. Two of them, I drank it. That was how I survived the morning. Yes. You will never be stranded in your life again. You'll never be stranded in your life. You'll never have cause to say that I don't have help. Because there's always the Spirit of God leading you. But you might not have been trained to listen. But after these teachings, you are going to be led by the Holy Spirit. And we are starting with the inward. I want to have testimonies upon testimonies of the inward witness. Testimonies upon testimonies, testimonies, experience. From here, I want to be hearing experience, because we are all going to be led in very supernatural ways. Yeah, very supernatural ways. Supernatural ways. And listen to me, it's not a voice, neither is it an audible voice, neither is it a vision. No, it's just the Spirit of God. Via emotions. Leading you into places of plenty and into places of rest. I pray for you in Jesus' name that with these teachings are going to be coming experiences of Spirit-led emotions. Yeah. I can share with you 1,001 stories. Some of them, I don't even keep them now. Yes. Things will become easy for you. Yes. How I got to buy some of my microwave and my fridge. It was through the inward witness. Got it at a very cheap price. So when people are complaining that things are hard, you will be getting things easily in Jesus' name. Easy. It will come easy to you. Because you will follow God's help. Yeah, you follow God's help. Yes. I was with Sir Ivan that day. Yes. Yes. A response of the Spirit to certain facts or events. Responses of the Spirit in joy, tears, zeal, agony, compassion. Let me tell you something. Take this from me. Sometimes in confusion. Yeah. So the more you pray about it, the more you are uncertain. That's the Spirit's emotion of saying that wait. That's wait. That's the language. It's wait. Since you don't have clarity, what you must do? You don't take steps. You wait. So the Spirit responds this with, it's like, I'm not saying anything. Yes, I'm not saying it. It means that wait. Yes, it means wait. Just wait where you are. Don't take any step. Wait. Yes. Because when he wants you to move, he brings in what he wants you to do. So when you say, the more I pray about it, the more I really don't know. It means that the more you should pray, is that you should pray more so that you will know. So that wait. I see that everybody in this place is going to be heavily, heavily using the inward witness. We trust God for supernatural experiences, but we are going to also stick with what is primary and what is God calls as common amongst his people. Someone, I was speaking to someone a couple of days back, and the person told me that, oh, I've been away for this, I've been doing that, and now I have to go back, and I feel sad going back. The moment the person said that, I said, you know what? I had to interpret that for her. Have you been praying about it? Has your heart been wondering about it? Have you? So it's time to leave. It's time to leave. It's like the fire just quenches. It's time to leave. It's time to go. Leave wherever it is that you are working. It's time. The time is up. Yes. Or maybe don't go. Consider something else. Person was going back to her station. I'm sure she's been listening to me. I said, no, that's the spiritual thing. It's time to go. But even in that it's time to go, you still have to be patient about it. Now, with everything I'm teaching you, disclaimer, the following of the inward witness ought to be patiently done. Exclaimer, big one, boom. Everybody should listen to what I'm telling you. It has to be patiently done. Don't just jump into it. Give it some patience. Give it some observation while you pray about it. Just give it some. It has to be patiently done. All right? Okay. Did that bless someone? Okay. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this evening. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Ah.